Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you so much for joining us tonight on Fire to Inspire. I tell you, you could have been anywhere, and we all wear so many hats. We do so many things, but you took time out of your busy schedule to join us tonight on Fire to Inspire, and I don't take it lightly. We are truly, truly thankful that you joined us tonight. The topic tonight is breaking the shackles off of your mind. But before we jump into the show, I want to give some thanks to some very, very special people that have sown into this fertile ground. And it's my sponsors. I tell you, I thank God for them. Evangelist Alexander Townsend, who is the author of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. I'm telling you, this is a great, great read that you definitely want to get on any online bookstore. It is available, and it talks about how God delivered her son for over a decade of being addicted to alcohol. So you definitely want to pick that book up. It's entitled Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. Then we have Third Heaven Sound, where it's not just music, it's a sound. And that the owner of that business is Vincent Lynch. And they have CDs available at CD Baby and Reverb Nation. And I'm telling you, he is such a musical genius. Like I said, it's not just music, it's a sound. That's his tagline. And the song that you just heard on Fire to Inspire, he did the music and the melodies. He produced that song, that jingle. So if you have need of that, reach out to Vincent Lynch on Facebook, on Instagram. Look up Third Heaven Sound. But I'm telling you, he will take care of you. Unique Expression by Design, they are your one-stop shop for your custom products. So if you need it for your business or for your personal needs, Angelise Washington can take care of you, from T-shirts, cups, pens, mugs, journals, and much, much more. And then we have Rise Hair and Beauty Bar at 1501 Highway 138 beside Golden Crest in Conyers, Georgia, located inside F&D Beauty. Rise specializes in all of your hair care and beauty needs, from relaxers to twists, lock maintenance, natural hair, quick weaves, lashes, makeup, sew-ins, whatever you need, she will take care of you. Call her and make your appointment today at 404-599-3712. And anytime you see me post pictures with freshly done makeup and new hair and all that stuff, the hair has been done and everything's just perfect, that's who you see is Rise Hair and Beauty Bar. Again, Taylor, you heard it from this on Friday Inspire. And finally, we have PrintTire.com, who's your one-stop shop to business cards, flyers, banners, magnetic signs, videography, photography, and websites. Thank you, thank you, thank you to all of our sponsors this month. We appreciate you, and we pray God's blessings upon your businesses for sowing into this fertile ground. We truly, truly appreciate you. Guys, as I said, the topic tonight, we are back, and the topic tonight is breaking the shackles off your mind. And we have an awesome, awesome guest tonight. Her name is Miss Ramonda Moore Brown, and I'm telling you, we're so excited to have her tonight on Fire to Inspire. Welcome, 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 Miss Ramonda. How are you?
Good evening. How are you? How are you? I'm so excited to be here. Thank you.
Oh, it is my pleasure. I tell you, we're excited to have you, because you wear many hats, and mother
yes,
is
ma'am.
One of those hats. And
yes,
but I just, when I read your profile and saw that you had six children, I said, whoo, my goodness, I can't even relate. You know, do you get that
it's
all the time when people see that?
Yes, ma'am. I really do. It's not too foreign, because I'm actually the baby of 11. So the big family is no surprise to me, but it's something that I still wake up daily saying, I really have six children, but I wouldn't change it. I wouldn't change a thing.
Wow, wow. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Can you introduce yourself to the audience?
Okay. I am Ramonda Moore Brown. As she said, other than God, one of the most important jobs is being that mother of six. I have two biological daughters and four amazing adopted children who have just changed my life forever. I am who I am because they help push me to that. I am a worship leader. I'm a minister. I love God. I love his people. And I'm embracing who I am right now after many years of not doing that, actually hating my own self. So that's my journey right now, and sharing my story with anybody that wants to be free.
Amen, amen. Girl, mm-hmm, you're talking mm-hmm, my language, mm-hmm. talking about freedom. Yes,
yes,
ma'am.
Ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
I love it. I
freedom.
Love it. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes. Now, the topic tonight is entitled Breaking the Shackles Off Your Mind. What
yes.
does this topic mean to you?
Breaking the shackles off your mind, that is one of the most important topics to me, because I spent 30-plus years hating who I was, thinking that God would never be able to use me, thinking that I would never be totally free, because when you're talking about shackles in your mind, you'll do well, you'll do good, and then you'll find yourself right back in that place again, and you just get to a point where you think that's all it'll ever be is a little bit out and a whole lot in. So the shackles on your mind, I often tell people, I had a ministry at a jail, and I told them, I said, you know, I know it's pretty bad that you're in here and you're locked up, but you have a release date. When you're a prisoner in your mind, there is no release date. And if God doesn't free you, you will forever be in bondage in your mind.
I love that. I'm going to have to type that in our chat. You
okay,
said,
okay.
Can you repeat that part, right? If you're
in a physical prison,
mm-hmm.
you have a release date. So you have something to look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
You have a day that you're going to be free. But if you're in prison in your mind, you can't get out on your own. Only God can release you. And if you don't allow him to take you through the process, you will forever be a prisoner. You're walking around, yet you're not free. You're in bondage.
Wow.
So that's what it is. Yes, and I mean over 30 years of it, masking it, pretending, faking, and just it's something that'll wear you down. And if you don't have God, you will end up you'll take your life. And I'm not ashamed to say that, because it's something that I had to go through. You will take your life because it just seems so unbearable. It seems unbearable that the things that you have to go through and deal with and handle. So yes, definitely.
Wow. Wow, you said you went through 30-plus years of dealing with
yes.
this. What do you mm-hmm. feel that kind of led you to not wanting to be you and just kind of just not loving the person that you were?
Well, at 9 years old, and this is very vivid, at 9 years old, I remember at my mom's house sitting on the side of my bed. I didn't know what mm-hmm. it was. But the thoughts just came into my mind. You'll never be anything. No one will ever love you. You won't have any kids. You won't be married. You will never be anything. And from that day, I felt rejection. I was the apple of my parents' eye, the baby of 11. I didn't have a bad life. I can't say, you know, some things, you know, tragedy. We were on the streets. I never went through those things. But the enemy began to attack my mind at 9 because he knew who I would be today.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. And you said that the only way that a person that is free in their mind, they're freed
mm-hmm.
through the Lord, God actually freeing them. How did you come
yes.
to allow him to free you?
Okay, it was, like I said, it was a battle. I would be in and out because you get tired. Because the mind will make you more tired than any physical activity.
Mm-hmm.
So you get tired back and forth. But my dear mother, who stood in the gap for me, who never
mm-hmm.
stopped telling me that I was a woman of God and what I would do today, she became very ill. And my parents only lived a few streets away because I'm mama's baby and helped take care of her. But I had to move her in because at the time I had 5 children. So I moved her in. And I had to really kind of buckle down and decide that I was going to take care of my mom. I was going to do the very best. She was not going to a nursing home, and I had to find strength. But I want you to know, every single day that my mom was here, I battled suicidal thoughts. But I knew I had to fight. I had to fight for my mom. I had to fight for my children. But one day I learned I had to fight for me first. And that's what happened. And I just started, every day I woke up and I was like a heavyweight champion. If I kept swinging, if I kept walking, if I kept praying, if I kept believing, and if I could just go sit beside my mom, who is the strongest person I've ever met in 44 years, I knew every day I would close my day sitting down with her, singing worship songs with her, and just drawing from the strength of the lady that was mom to so many people.
Wow. Wow. What would you say to someone that says, you know what, she's telling my story, and, you know, what would you say to that person that says she's telling my story, but I don't know how to start to get free?
Okay. Well, what I would tell them is just first of all, you give them a little bit of what you're going through, because if you haven't been there, I don't care how much you want to, you can't relate. You can't relate. Mm-hmm. So once they know that you really understand that pain, you really understand, and I just begin to tell them the things that I've learned over the journey, you know, that you have to begin. I know you don't feel like it. And then you let them know that you understand. I understand that you don't want another encouraging word. You're tired of hearing about the scripture. You're tired of hearing about all these great things that's going to come out of this. But I'm telling you, you got to wake up and show up for you. You got to keep on fighting, because one day you're going to be on the other side of this conversation, and you'll be imparting life into someone else. And just build them. There are plenty of women. I contact them. They contact me. We walk this journey together, because guess what? That's why God allowed me to go through and come out of everything that I have. Not about me. It is not about me. It's about these women that I contact on a daily basis. Many people don't know what I do, because I don't think it's something I need to wave a flag. I just need to do what God created me to do.
Right. Amen. Yes. Amen. And,
amen.
You know, one of the things I've learned that is that you can actually speak from a place that, like you said, no one else can, and you know how to pray when you've been there. Can you agree with that?
Yes, ma'am, definitely. There's a friend of mine who is going through a tough, tough time. And I know when you're at that point, you don't want to hear any scriptures. You don't want to hear any encouraging words. But guess what you can't stop me from doing? And I'm going to let you know, you can't stop me from praying. You can't stop me from praying that God allows those pills to get lost. I can see what's going on. I'm not a prophet, but I have a very strong prophetic gift in my life, and I don't take it for granted, because this is life or death. This is not people who are just talking and playing. These are people who just don't feel like they can go any further. I pray for peace. I pray for somebody else to drop a word or something to let you remind them that it's bad, but God still loves me. And it happened the other day. She said, I know you've been praying. I can't even find those pills. And I said, yes, ma'am, I have been. Because you know what my mother did for me? She fought for me. She believed in me when I couldn't. So now that's how I pay it forward. If they can't believe in them, I'll believe. No more broken pieces. We'll believe in you, for you, until you can believe in yourself.
Amen, amen. Tell us a little bit about No More Broken Pieces.
No More Broken Pieces is my baby. Really, I have 7 babies. But I'm telling you, there was a time I had my second child. I didn't know about this postpartum thing being so bad. And I was at the point where I was ready to take my life. So I did. I tried it. And when I tell you it was the most botched attempt ever, I had to laugh. And I told God these words, since I can't kill myself right, there must be a reason that you have me here. And he told me something that I did not like. He said, it is not about you. It is about the thousands of women that you will help. And he gave me that name, No More Broken Pieces. And from that day to this one, I've been doing what he said and just helping women to have no more broken pieces, to be able to be made whole, to walk out their journey, to get to destiny, and to always turn around and pay it forward.
Amen, amen.
Mm-hmm.
So your No More Broken Pieces, you do a radio show with that title as well,
I do. Yes, ma'am. Every Saturday night we are on there bringing hope, help, and healing to God's amazing daughters who just are going through a tough time or need somebody. I am now known as your personal cheerleader, and that's actually what I do. And it sounds, you know, I love it. I'm going to cheer you on because, like I said, I was blessed to have a mom who, no matter what I did, if I told her mom, she was an elder as well. And I would say, I don't need my mama now. I need the elder. Or I don't need the elder now. I need my mama. But she never stopped cheering me on. She never stopped. And that's what I do to others, cheer them on every week.
Amen, amen. And I know you have testimony after testimony from those who been able to be on the other side of their receiving the cheering, and then now they're being the cheerleader for someone else.
Yes, ma'am. The main thing I've sat back and thought about, especially over the last few months, as God has really been turning No More Broken Pieces, you know, just doing things that I had no idea would ever happen.
Mm-hmm.
We get so bogged down, we have to be careful in thinking we're not doing enough, we're not reaching enough. But if you sincerely reach somebody who has struggled and battled like I have, if you reach one and they find freedom, when you really find freedom, they're going to tell somebody else. And over a span of time, you can reach thousands simply by just reaching one person.
That's so true.
You know, when I really got free, I'm like, God, I got to let somebody know that they don't have to be like that forever. So it's just a domino effect of women helping women, helping women, helping women. Yes, ma'am.
Now, are you seeing with a lot of the women that you've been working with that they have low self-esteem?
Definitely. That's a major, major part, low self-esteem. Most of them, traumatic experiences when they were young. Not all of them, but most of them, you know, or maybe lacking a mother or lacking a father, whatever the case may be. But that is a that's a big block of the problem, is that they don't believe in their self, you know.
Yes, yes. Definitely, definitely. So as far as you're an author as well, right?
Yes, ma'am, I am an author. I have something going on I can't really talk about, but we have a project with some other ladies that, you know, we're waiting on that. I'm working on something for myself, but I had to kind of put my stuff on hold because I got to say that I have a 9-year-old son who's an author as well. So I kind of put mine on hold to get his book out there, and now, you know, I'm able to focus a little bit more on my things. But definitely I understand that this story needs to be told. It needs to be told because people are dying every day because they don't believe that they are loved and they don't believe that they can ever be free in their mind.
Wow.
Definitely.
Wow.
Yes,
wow,
ma'am.
Wow.
So
if you were speaking to a group of women and all of them had they had been through some type of true traumatic experience, and they're just now, because so many times people are in denial, okay?
Yes.
They're in denial. They're just trying to suppress it, and they're masking it with the makeup. They're masking it with whatever, what have you.
Yes, I did that.
Yes. And now they're saying, you know what? I'm tired of feeling this way. I'm tired of living like this. What would you say to that person who says, you know, I'm not suicidal, but I'm tired of this? What would you say to that person?
Definitely. That's when I would say that they have to get still away. Because you know what? You don't know who you are. Because if you don't believe in yourself, you don't know who you are.
Right.
You have to, me being the, you know, I was a socialite. You know, I always wanted the attention in the middle. And then you have to pull away from all of the noise, all of the people. And you have crutches when you don't believe in yourself. You keep certain people in your life so they can kind of pump you up when you need it. But you have to separate yourself and get naked before God. All the things that you've been hiding, all the things you've been pretending and saying. Growing up in church, I know just what to say, when to say it, when to shout, when to turn, when to jump, when to, you know, I know that. But you have to get naked before the Lord. And you talk to him just like you would your best friend. Tell him how you feel about yourself and how that you know, you need help, you need healing. That's step one. That is step one. You can begin the healing when you get real with you and you get real with God.
Amen.
That's step one. Yes.
Amen.
definitely.
All
and
right.
just their journey.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually putting this in the chat, so.
Okay, okay. Yeah, this is all from experience, you know, and I hated it for so long. It's like, God, why would you allow me to go through this? And now I understand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's for them. Because these days, they don't want to hear what you learned in the book. They want to know what you've gone through, what you've made it out of, and then how you made it out.
Mm-hmm. So do you have any testimonials of some situations where, you know, it was looked kind of bad, but then,
mm-hmm.
you know, God did it and turned around so that you're like, you know what, God, you just
mm-hmm.
just so amazing. You have any testimonies you'd like to share?
With my from my personal self, lots of those. But the number one thing is one of the biggest is the fact that I'm on Facebook Live right now.
Mm-hmm.
I had in 2011 maybe I think it was, I was 360 pounds, and I needed a knee replacement, and I was only 40, and I told God and the doctor, if you just let me lose some weight, you know, I will be able to not have this surgery. And all I had at that time, because I was so drained and so weak from life, was, God, you that raised Lazarus from the dead, surely you can heal my knee. And I stood on that, and I lost 140 pounds. My knee to this day doesn't bother me. But then sickness came upon me, and I had to be on a steroid that made me gain a little over half the weight back. Well, I went into a depression again.
Mm-hmm.
I was really battling like I never battled before, because I'm like, why would you let me lose this weight and do this and then turn around and gain weight again? And I began to go back to that same place. I hated myself. I hid in my house. I didn't want to do what God created me to do. I didn't want to be bothered. I was ready to leave here. And then my mother had just died. So it was like, it's like the things, everything was stacked against me.
Mm-hmm.
But when God turned it around, He turned it around, and He freed me this time. But it's a different freedom, because I had to know that people are watching. They're watching
mm-hmm.
whether you want them to or not.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to let them see the real thing, what's going on. And now it is what it is. You know, I'm on the journey to lose the weight again. I battle Crohn's disease, and I battle my back issues. But guess what? They're not going to see me quit. Somebody
mm-hmm.
needs to know it's hard. Like I told you, I had all appointments today. Body didn't want to line up. Well, I have to take authority and say, you're going to sit here. You're going to do what you have to do. You're going to get back, and you're going to get on the show, and just taking it one day at a time and letting people see what I go through for real, for real,
mm-hmm.
not hiding it, not dressing it up. And that right there I was liberated all over again by just saying, hey, you know what? I gained some of the weight back, but I didn't lose my colon. They told me I would have to. They tried to over and over,
mm-hmm.
and I told them no. My God healed me. I went on 30
mm-hmm.
days of fruits and vegetables, and when I
mm-hmm.
tell you I have not been in the hospital again, I don't have
mm-hmm.
those. I'm telling you, God is He's healing me. It's a process, but I don't go through those things that I went through, and I know it was nobody but Him. He gave me another chance. I could be still in the bed. I was in the bed for a year, but I'm
mm-hmm.
able to go to church. I don't get to do much because I can't walk far yet, but I'm
mm-hmm.
going to be able to run again. I'm going to be
mm-hmm.
able to go walking in, which is what I love to do, but it's just
mm-hmm.
a journey that I just can't keep hidden. I can't keep it to myself.
Yes. Yes.
So that's the miraculous thing He has done. Again, it's many. Even with every one of my adopted children, every one of them being born addicted, they struggle, they battle for life. Some were given
mm-hmm.
grim diagnosis, but we're just a family of miracles, which is actually, and that wasn't a pun intended,
mm-hmm.
but that's the name of my son's book, A Family of Miracles, and
yeah.
we have to share it whether we want to or not. We don't like to. I was a private person. I didn't tell anything. You weren't going to know my business, and I didn't want to know yours, but I have to do what God said do, and this is why I'm here today.
Amen. Is his book
mm-hmm.
out yet?
His book is actually out yet. It is on Amazon. We're working a couple of other things to get it on Barnes & Noble, and that's a process that I'm learning. And I'm telling you, out of all the things I've ever done, that's one of the hardest I've ever done, was to get this book out. But he, you know, just the way God used him, you know, he was born deaf, and he can play
mm-hmm.
the drums, keyboards. He's amazing. He wrote this book on his own. He came to me saying, Mommy, I wrote a book. We laughed. We were like, because he's a dreamer. He really is a dreamer. But this baby wrote this book, and I knew I had to get it published because it's our story from his eyes. He wrote it. He helped with the cover. I ain't put any words in his mouth. This is his book. And God wants everybody to know if these children who were born with all these obstacles, everything against them, and even my health, you know, if we can all come through this, you can do it too. There's no excuses. Our children should be writing books. Our children should be getting ready for college. Our children should be doing whatever it is, if it's YouTube, if it's whatever it is. Our children can do it. It doesn't matter how they were born. You know, invest the time. I didn't know what I was doing, but I trust and believe God. And I'm telling you, he's doing some miraculous things. Just trust God. Talk to him. He will lead you. He will.
Amen. Amen. Now, how old was your son when he wrote this book?
He was 8 when he wrote it.
He was 8 years old.
And we just got it out at 9. Yes, ma'am. He's preached 2 sermons already. He's a little preacher. And his music, and like I said, he was born. I can't tell you a whole lot. Got to get the book. But, yes, he was born where he could not hear. He absolutely couldn't. And I told a doctor one day, I was praising the Lord, and he jumped. And I went and got my daughter. I said, he can hear, he can hear. I called a doctor the next day. The doctor said, no, he can't hear. We got the test. He was feeling the vibrations. I said, no, he can hear. And we took about a 2-hour-long test, and we had to prove that my son can hear, and I got that test here today. He can hear.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank
and I
you,
tell
Jesus.
You, it's just miracle after miracle after miracle. My daughter, she was born with, they said she wouldn't be in regular mainstream classes. She would always be developmentally delayed, and they tried to prepare me for that. I said, not so. Look what God did for her brother. Last week she did a Facebook Live spelling words. She had a kindergarten spelling level in 2nd grade, and God, in less than 3 weeks, this girl is climbing the charts because God showed me, talked to God. He showed me what to go back and do to help her understand how to make words come together, and we're doing it. We're living it out. We're living it out.
Amen. So every obstacle is attainable when you put God
yes,
in
ma'am.
First.
But you got to go to God. You can't go on what you know or what you think or even what somebody else say. They may be a human expert, but that's nothing like my God. He is the expert. Go to God.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I tell you, that is so powerful. So all of the children that you adopted were born with some type of deficiency or ailment?
They were all born addicted to crack cocaine and opioids. So, yes, and they two of them had, I mean, really life-threatening things happen where they almost didn't make it. And my daughter, she had she did have a lot of delays, very detached. Couldn't love on her, none of that stuff. She wouldn't bond, you know, but she's amazing. She's a little bossy thing right now, and we love her, and we're just cheering her on. Her self-esteem was so shot. I just realized this year that she's just at 7, realizing that she don't have to go live with anybody else. She's going to be here with me forever. I had no idea. God revealed that to me. Yeah, she had some behavior issues and other things happening, but when I realized what it was and I began to affirm, girl, you're never going anywhere. You're not going to ever get rid of me. You are my baby. We love you. And her godmom, who is absolutely amazing, and her godmother's mother works with kids with learning disabilities and things like that. We've all worked together. Mm-hmm. This girl is making strides. She's hugging. She says, I love you. She is just it's God. He's just getting the glory from their little lives. I can't get any glory. It's just as surprising and amazing to me as it is to everybody else. It's God.
Amen.
Amen.
So tell me, Ramonda, with all of these miracles, the miracle after miracle, and God transforming your mind, tell me, what's your favorite scripture?
Believe it or not, it's Isaiah 61, that chapter, the first part of that chapter, that is it. And that's what I had to tell myself, in spite of what I'm going through, that he created me to do these things, to free. And even in that, if you notice in Isaiah 61, it talks about, bringing freedom. I didn't realize, I didn't put it together that was why I love that so much. And the things that God said we were supposed to do. A lot of people say that God said God would do this and he would give you these things. But if you read Isaiah 61 and you look at the pronouns, I and you, those things that God said that once he raised us up, we will raise up, help other people to go out and rebuild the cities. It didn't say that he was going to do it. He said he's equipped us to do that.
Yes.
And that keeps me going. When I feel like nothing, I can go to Isaiah 61 and I'm empowered all over again. Mm-hmm. I have a job to do. We all do. And we can do it if we do what God says, when he says, how he says.
Hallelujah. Amen. So you have any upcoming events that you're going to be speaking at or something you want people to support?
I do have another radio show upcoming real soon, and I will put that actually on my Facebook page. We do have my show every week, but we also have God gave me this. It's a prayer call every Thursday in the month of November, and it's called Prayer Still Works, Then When Women Pray. And this week we have Dr. Renee Sunday who will be leading the prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And next week we have another powerful lady, Melissa Ladd. But God, I love Dr. Renee Sunday, and I just looked up to her so. And when you kind of vibe with that person so much, there's something in them that you can relate to, even if you know it or not. So now God has provided a platform. I have a young lady out of Orlando, Evangelist Dara Boyd Russell. She does my Bible study on every Monday. This woman has a college-level education through the Holy Spirit and an older lady. So we provide that once a month. I have a lady who comes on and just gives us an empowering, uplifting word from the Bible, from the Word of God. So just really platforming, giving. If God says do it, I don't try to do anything that anybody else does. I'm open to Him. I'm open to Him, and just getting out there myself. Like I said, I've been hiding. I haven't been getting on anybody's show, maybe here and there, but I can't hide. Yeah, and I was. And even my apostles, I got to say, Apostle Tommy Garrett, Katrina Garrett, they've been pushing me, and he just flat out called me out the other day. He said, you've been hiding. And you know what, all I could say was, you're right, I'm busted. And you know when you have leaders like that will call you out and say, look, there's more in you. Get it together. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am, I am. So that's it. Mm-hmm. Stop hiding.
So how can the people follow you, contact you?
Okay, Facebook, Ramonda Moore Brown is my name, and it's actually my name everywhere, Ramonda Moore Brown. I know some of it is Ramonda Empowers, but I'm actually getting a facelift on all everything. God has sent some amazing people in my life who are just helping and seeking God. I didn't even ask for it. I personally, and I don't have a problem saying this because I don't have the funds that a lot of people who do what we do. I don't have those funds. And I thought it was a shame. I was embarrassed. But God said, hello, you're showing people that there are no excuses. I don't work outside of the home. This is what I do. I don't get paid, but God takes care of my family. So he's used me to show people that don't let money be your issue. Your father owns everything. And in due time, I'm a wealthy woman in training. But right now he's using me to show, look, hey, do it.
Mm-hmm.
So just Facebook, Twitter, Ramonda Moore Brown, Twitter. I'm even on Tumblr, Twitter, Instagram, and as Ramonda Moore Brown. And things are slowly turning into the I'm your, your personal cheerleader, and I'm there. I try to be as much as possible on there. Whatever the Lord gives me, I put it on there. Inspirational words on all of them. Just try to uplift and inspire and encourage people every day if I possibly can.
Amen. Are there any final words that you want to leave with the audience?
Just understand that it's working for your good. It doesn't feel like it, but it is working for your good. The day will come where you will turn around and say, I don't regret anything, any pain, because I understand. That's the only way you can understand who you are and your purpose. If you go through your pain, go through your trials, and remember that it will work for your good, and most of all, for God's glory.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, Mother, I thank you so very much for joining us this evening on Friday Inspire. I tell you, you have truly encouraged many who, you know, may be listening live or they may listen to the recording of this broadcast. But, you know, to hear your story and how you overcame it and you allowed God to do a work in your mind, because it starts in the mind. He says to renew your mind.
Yes.
And that's something that we have to learn to do daily. You know, take on the mind of Christ. So we have to daily renew. You know, so I say, God, everything that is not of you, I ask you to remove it. I want a complete mind dump. And every morning, I want to take on that new mindset of who you are and who you've called me to be.
So I
just praise God for you this evening. And I thank you for dialing in and joining us, because you have six children of your own. And you said you're babysitting this evening.
Yeah, I have two extras,
so you have
eight
two
tonight.
Extras.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I can't even relate, but I tell you, I appreciate you. I thank you so much for joining us. And when you have your other stuff, come on back out and let us know what's going on, okay?
I sure will. I thank you so much, woman of God, for just allowing me to share tonight. And I pray that God continue to open the doors for you on fire.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. On fire to inspire. Thank you for walking in your purpose.
Thank you so much. Thank you so very much. I appreciate you.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Good night.
God bless you. Good night. So, guys, I tell you, if you miss any of this broadcast, I mean, Ramonda has been such a blessing sharing her testimony, sharing how God had delivered her from depression and just different things, low self-esteem, and how she's moving forth and being a blessing to others. So who can better pick up someone else than someone who's been through it? Now she knows how to speak to you. She knows how to pray with you because she's been there. So I tell you, she's a blessing. Her name is Ramonda Moore Brown. She's on Facebook. You can find her on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter with that same name. And she is your personal cheerleader. Guys, if you are in the Atlanta area or if you're in driving range, you need to come on out to the Microsoft Store at Lenox Mall, located at 3393 Peachtree Road Northeast, Suite 3007A. And that is the Microsoft Store at Lenox Mall. And I'm telling you, we're going to have an awesome celebration. It's a celebration of On Fire to Inspire, our two-year anniversary. It's going to be from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Microsoft Store at Lenox Mall. And we're going to have a great, great time. We're going to have some door prizes. We're going to have some light refreshments and just having a good time. I would think about doing some raffles. You know, we're trying to see how we're going to do that part. But we're going to have a great time. You want to go ahead and order or pre-order your T-shirts and your books for the show so that you can rock the brand, rep the brand, and come on out in your On Fire to Inspire apparel, you know, your T-shirts. Bring your books if they haven't been signed so that I can autograph your books. I will do that at that event. But again, that's November 19th, next Saturday, from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Microsoft Store at the Lenox Mall at 3393 Peachtree Road Northeast, Suite 3007A. I tell you, you're going to have a great, great time. Go ahead and place your pre-order for these books, your T-shirts, so that we can go ahead and get that taken care of. Also, make sure you go to On Fire to Inspire Network and like our page and follow us on Blog Talk Radio. Download the Christian World Radio Network app, and you can listen to 24-hour gospel radio. They do play us simultaneously while we're on the air here. They play us on Christian World Radio Network, and so it's listened throughout the internet in Africa, Europe, and in the United States. So I praise God for our sister station, Christian World Radio Network. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Also, if you have children, we have a learning book just for me. A learning book just for me is the very first book that I authored, and it teaches children foundational English and Spanish with a music CD. So On Fire to Inspire, the book, a learning book just for me is for your children. And then also prayers, affirmations, and declarations are available. So if you want to order a book or anything, you can email us at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com, or you can get them through Amazon, Kindle, and they are available on ebook. So you have the paperback, you got the ebook, And then you can email us and we can ship one to you. So you have several ways that you can get your stuff, but please don't forget about the celebration. We're looking to have you all come on out and celebrate with us, because this is definitely, definitely a great celebration. I'm looking forward to, you know, when you're walking in obedience and you're doing what God has called you to do, you get so many testimonies, testimony after testimony of so many people saying how you blessed them, how, you know, their life has changed. And it's nothing but God. I don't give myself any kind of glory. I give all glory to Him, because I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be honest. I didn't want to do this. I said, not me, God. And He said, let me tell you something, daughter. Yes, you are a children's author. Because, see, I tried to tell Him who I was. And He said, yes, daughter, you are a children's author. But when you come out of that box, then you're going to take me out of the box. And I just give God praise, because He said, when you come out of that box and you understand that I'm limitless, then you're not going to put any more limits on yourself, because there are no limits in me. So I don't know who needed to hear that tonight, but don't put any limits on yourself. Don't box God in, because He's limitless. And everything that He's called you to is effortless if you trust Him, if you walk in it and you speak and declare what you want to see and not what you currently see. So, you know, you declare your day before your day begins. You say, you know what, God, I declare that this day is a day of joy, a day of peace, a day of strength. Anything that you want, you declare it so and move forward in it. I'm telling you, I've had so many people that call me or text me or send me chats. They're like, girl, you just don't know how that was a blessing to me. And I hear it from men and women. So I'm not just called to women. I'm called to the masses, because that's what God said. And so I'm doing what He said do. So walk in obedience and watch God move on your behalf. I am Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. I thank you for listening to us this evening. And next week we're going to have Dr. Ellison with us. I tell you, this man is a powerful motivational speaker as well as a wellness coach. We will have him next week. And then the following week, that's the week before Thanksgiving, and we're going to have our celebration of the title of that show is What Are You Thankful For? So I want you to tell all your friends and family to dial in, and so they can tell us what they're thankful for, because you all are the actual guests for that night, the listeners. So I want everybody to be prepared to dial in and tell me what you're thankful for, because someone needs to hear that. Yes, the holidays are coming up, and we don't want anyone to go through the holiday upset, depressed, or anything. I want them to realize that they have so much to be thankful for, and you can be a blessing to them by sharing what you're thankful for. So the next couple of weeks, I tell you, we got the whole rest of this month is just, the whole month of November is just a complete blessing. So don't miss the show, and if you do, make sure you go back and listen to the recording, because it will bless you. Again, I'm Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. I see you guys. Well, I'll talk to you next week on the show, and then I'll see you November 19th at the Microsoft Store from 2 to 5 p.m. Y'all have a great night. Love you guys, and walk in the greatness that's already on the inside of you. Have a blessed one.